Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Bob Dillinger. Batting second. The right fielder, Al Zarrilla. Batting third. The center fielder, Paul Lehner. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Wally Judnick. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Billy Hitchcock. Batting eighth. The catcher, Les Moss. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Fred Sanford. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Fred Sanford. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Eddie Yost. Batting second. The right fielder, George Case. Batting third. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Stan Spence. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Joe Grace. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jerry Pretty. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Mark Christman. Batting eighth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Walt Masterson. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Walt Masterson. And now, play ball. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Masterson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground towards short. Christman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner hits a fly ball into left field. Grace settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Zarrilla. Yost reaches second base with a double. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Yost scores. It's 1-0, Senators. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Judnick fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Vernon moves to third. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sanford fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Grace. The throw from Moss and he is safe. Grace steals second. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty hits a fly ball into right field. Zarrilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath strikes out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a fly ball into left field. Grace settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is thrown out, attempting to steal, by unknown player in unknown way. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Browns nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Christman. The throw from Moss and he is safe. Christman steals second. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell takes first base on ball four. Walt Masterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Masterson bunts towards first. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Christman moves to third. Farrell moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Yost hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Christman scores. Farrell scores. Masterson moves to second. It's 3-0, Senators. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Case hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sanford fields it and throws to third for the out. Yost moves to second. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-1 in the game. Vernon hits a fly ball into right field. Zarilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Spence hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock hits a fly ball into right field. Case settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss strikes out. Two outs. Fred Sanford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanford is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Browns nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 0-for-1 in the game. Grace hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0-for-1 in the game. Pretty takes first base on ball 4. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Pretty. The throw from Moss and he is safe. Pretty steals second. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Christman is called out on strikes. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Farrell hits a pop-up towards short. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Dillinger hits a fly ball into right field. Case settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Zarilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarilla is 0-for-1 in the game. Zarilla hits a fly ball into center field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 0-for-1 in the game. Lehner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Browns nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Walt Masterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Masterson is 0 for 1 in the game. Masterson hits a fly ball into center field. Leaner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Case takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Case. The throw from Moss and he is safe. Case steals second. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 2 in the game. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hitchcock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 1 in the game. Heath takes first base on ball 4. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevens hits a pop-up towards third. Yost settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Judnick hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Browns nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Spence hits a ball on the ground towards first. Judnick scoops it up and throws to first, with Sanford covering, for the out. One out. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 0 for 2 in the game. Grace hits a pop-up towards third. Dillinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Pretty hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0 for 1 in the game. Hitchcock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 0 for 1 in the game. Moss strikes out. Two outs. Fred Sanford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanford is 0 for 1 in the game. Sanford strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Browns nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Christman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Walt Masterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Masterson is 0 for 2 in the game. Masterson takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0-for-2 in the game. Dillinger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0-for-2 in the game. Zarrilla strikes out. There goes Dillinger. The throw from Farrell to Christman, and Dillinger is out. Two outs. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 0-for-2 in the game. Lehner takes first base on ball 4. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Heath is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Browns nothing. The Senators will come to bat. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Case hits a fly ball into center field. Lehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-3 in the game. Vernon takes first base on ball 4. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Spence hits a pop-up towards first. Judnick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 0-for-3 in the game. Grace takes first base on ball 4. Vernon moves to second. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Pretty hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-2 in the game. Stevens hits a fly ball into left field. Grace settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Judnick hits a pop-up towards third. Yost settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0-for-2 in the game. Hitchcock strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Browns nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Christman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Farrell hits a fly ball into center field. Lehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Masterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Masterson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Masterson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Joe Schultz pinch hits for Les Moss. Joe Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz hits a fly ball into left field. Grace settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Coleman pinch hits for Fred Sanford. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a fly ball into center field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Christman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 3, and St. Louis Browns, 0. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.